as the half term is only 1 week, what we're finding is, yes, all the schools, etc., break up at the same time this time. So it's one mass rush, whereas previously, such as Easter, schools broke up at different times. So we had a slight breakdown of that rush. So what we're expecting Thursday, Friday, Saturday is a lot of tourists heading out of the country across the short straits using Dover and Eurotunnel. And that this time includes a lot of coaches. At Easter, we didn't have coaches. So the coaches is one of the big concerns because, of course, everybody on those coaches then needs to be checked. And while a coach is being checked, that delays the rest of the traffic going through. So we are expecting a big rush, as I say, in particular Thursday, but mainly Friday and Saturday at both the Port of Dover and Eurotunnel. There is also then a slight sort of blip as well, nothing like as busy. Probably Thursday, Wednesday into Thursday next week. So for the actual long bank holiday weekend. So it's 4 days in effect. So people are also booking to go away for the Thursday and Friday next week. But it's really the peak because as you also mentioned, we've got the Champions League final in Paris on Saturday night. So there are multiple coaches coming down from Liverpool in particular that'll also be crossing the channel as well. So this weekend is our real worry. The number of coaches, the number of tourists that have already booked across, that then has a negative impact on freight. So we will see TAP down at Dover and Brock being active pretty much constantly, I would guess, from sort of Thursday throughout. And that'll mean, yes, that we'll have Brock active with control for both Eurotunnel and Dover. What that means is we'll hold both sets of freight within that. And when we have the Dover freight held, that also then means that Brenly traffic management also comes into play. We'll keep things under review, but currently we are quite comfortable that at the end of half term, with the additional ferries in place, etc., etc., we are currently planning with National Highways that Brock should be able to be removed. But people must remember that National Highways are still carrying out works on the M20, so barriers will still be in place along part of the London-bound carriageway while National Highways continue those works, even when the Brock configuration coastbound is removed.